someone passing would undoubtedly have been thunderstruck at the sight of all this stuff and people. People who might be dead, floating around in the car like jetsam in a space capsule. But no one did come along. Those who lived on this side of Long Lake were mostly looking across the water toward the East Stoneham side, even though there was really nothing over there to see any longer. Even the smoke was almost gone. Lazily, the car floated, and inside it, Roland of Gilead rose slowly to the ceiling, where his neck pressed against the dirty roofliner, and his legs cleared the front seat to trail out behind him. Eddie was first held in place by the wheel, but then some random sideways motion of the car slid him free, and he also rose, his face slack and dreaming. A silver line of drool escaped the corner of his mouth and floated, shining and full of minuscule bubbles, beside one blood-crusted cheek. 5. Roland knew that Susanna had seen him, had probably seen Eddie as well. That was why she'd labored so hard to speak that single word. Jake and Callahan, however, saw neither of them. The boy and the pair had entered the Dixie Pig, a thing that was either very brave or very foolish, and now all of their concentration was necessarily focused on what they'd found there. Foolhardy or not, Roland was fiercely proud of Jake. He saw the boy had established candor between himself and Callahan. That distance, never the same in any two situations, which assures that a pair of outnumbered gunslingers cannot be killed by a single shot. Both had come ready to fight. Callahan was holding Jake's gun, and another thing as well, some sort of carving. Roland was almost sure it was a Kanta, one of the little gods. The boy had Susanna's risers and their tote sack retrieved from only the gods knew where.